We are back. Another reveal. Another Bushido model. Hoshi Adamu.
It's Minamoto time.
Don't worry, guys. Sit back. I got this.
All right.
Hot takes. He's a prick.
I'm going to leap like halfway down the card and zoom into what... Dan's already threatened to kick me from the court, but he's booted himself, dropped himself out of spite. But I'm going to zoom into one specific element of this card that Dan's really unhappy about, but also intrigues me greatly. And it is Command Animal 3-6. So this guy is in control of the bears, sort of. I think it specifically says in his background piece that, like, he can't exactly communicate with them, but he sort of... kind of like has like a kinship with them and leads them in battle. So the bears literally follow his lead. Because he's this big, magnificent, beautifully bearded bastard. Command Animal 3-6, so he can tell the two bears to do something and go mess someone up. But there's two bears at the moment in Minamoto, and there's no other animals, I don't think, that can play for the clan.
Right.
So we're getting another bear? Or some sort of animal? It's got to be, right?
I mean, it feels that way. I mean, we don't...
Otherwise, why isn't it Command Animal 2-6?
Yeah. I mean...
Future-proofing.
Yeah, it's future-proofing. No one's saying it's coming tomorrow, but... I would say that's a great bit on his card, and it's the least powerful in a way, but it's still super... powerful.
Is it the least powerful when this guy can activate, make the bear activate to knock his target down and then walk in and seriously mess them up?
This model is bonkers. First up, hot take. This model is bonkers. What the hell is going on with Minamoto? It was like...
Everything is exactly as it was always meant to be and it's all fine.
He's such a prick. He's 21 points and does everything. I don't get it. He's so tough. How many boxes has he got? 7 boxes.
7. Minamoto Samurai, although he's technically Hoshi. They're sort of like...
They're Smiths, aren't they? The Hoshi?
They're the upper mountain
people. The really high up the mountain wizardy people as well, because you've got Hoshi, Rinko, and Kimiko as well. But Satu, I think, is the same... Well, Satu's not got the Hoshi name, but Satu, the other spear guy they released, wears similar, like, that scale armor. So I think there's some sort of link there. Satu's from, like, maybe, I think he might be a Hoshi, like, one of the Ashigaru or guard in some way. I'm not actually sure off the top of my head. But, so, sorry, lore fans, upsetting.
Off the bat, he's 4 dark melee dice base.
Yes.
Mufor, 2 key, max of 6, fine. Naginata with reach, plus two strength. He can powerful attack if he wants to. Armor 4, aware. You can't surprise this guy.
I love the inclusion of aware. That's so cool.
That's crazy. Bear stands alone, standard. Bravery with steadfast and spirit. Amazing.
I think that's the same on all this, or most of their samurai at least.
Endurance. So you can't even reduce him down after he's, you know, activated.
Hurry, this is the second endurance model now. I can play this one and I can play Aya.
Prowess melee 1, fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy. What did Minamoto do to deserve him?
They had the good sense to be my favourite faction. That's what they did.
And then we go around to the back of the card.
I'm so glad Satoshi got a price reduction, because Satoshi costing 1 point more than this would be blasphemous.
Like, Hoarfrost... costs 1 and it's an instant. After a melee exchange with this model is complete, target enemy becomes held. That's minus a dice. That is bonkers.
But that's also after the thing, so it's like, it's not like grapple where it doesn't grapple, you do no damage, right? So it's not like grapple where you give up doing damage. You do your damage, then you hold them.
I mean, so you don't have to like pre-do it.
No, it's an instant at the end. Also, I've just realised I've been calling Sora Satu for the last like couple of minutes, but I meant Sora.
Right. Sure. But you can you could go in, hit them, hurt them. You don't even have to hurt them. It's just after a melee exchange. The model becomes held, and then you command the bears to come in and tear them to pieces.
you're holding them still, and so, then you go.
Yeah, they're minus a dice.
Dinner's ready.
They're minus a dice for held. The big bear walks in. They're prone. Minus two dice. Could fail fear.
And they're minus a dice for
a friend.
Odama being there.
Yeah. What if you give this guy that?
You can't command if they're in base to base, right?
If you're in base to base,
maybe.
You might be right, actually. But that's fine. You send Yokuma in first and knock your target down. It's fine.
Or this guy has the Weeping Sky card that means he's two models. So he's instantly taking a dice off him.
Juicy. I've also just checked and Sora has aware as well. So something to do with the Hoshi clan. They're all very aware of what's going on around them.
So models damaged by this model's attack gain slow. Fine. While a blizzard is active, this model ignores camouflage and gains fearless.
Strong. This is the bit I don't get. It's on a load of models, but only one person can generate blizzards. It feels like there should be another way to generate blizzards. an event or something.
They really want you to play Rinko.
Now, this bit...
They want you to play Rinko plus this plus 220-point bears? That's the list.
That's the list. Should we talk about his bears ability? All the samurai have an ability where when they've had four of their wound boxes marked, they gain like another effect.
But this one is bonkers. After you, Matthew.
Okay, so while this model has at least four marked wound boxes, and obviously there is a hasty bear event card to give him this for an activation, it does not gain slow from blizzard. And when this model suffers wounds in a melee exchange after the activation is complete, the attacker suffers two wounds, ignoring tough.
Unbelievable.
So for some reason, when he's really hurt, if you hurt him, he hurts you, and considering how much armor he has, he probably hurts you more than you hurt him.
I think it's because he's got magic metal armor that is in their special mounting.
Yes, they have special metal,
but it is bonkers. He's holding you. You're taking damage. He could be two models to reduce your by a dice before you've even got in there. I don't get it. So you just got to shoot this guy.
That's true, but if we put our blizzard, you can't see shit.
Yep, exactly.
I think. So
can I just pose a situation?
Do it.
You walk whatever beta you want into this guy. He four dice is in defense, doesn't succeed. Like, if he doesn't succeed by one, he's still armor four, whatever. You deal him damage. He holds you for one key, and then you take two.
Yes.
Despite you had him having succeeded on nothing.
You had the temerity to engage him in combat. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
And
also, interestingly, I've just looked at the held thing. If you're held, you don't count as being in base to base, so you can then command.
Oh, good. I was about to check that. That's awesome.
Wait, I didn't know that. That is interesting. I thought you did count as being in base to base.
No, ignore me. I read the wrong bit as well. Yeah. Ignore me. You still can't command.
That's still fine. I'm still fine with that. I love the fact that also he can go in with his long stick, hit you first, and then after that, because he's hurt you, you're slow, so he hits you first. So like, that's so freaking good. Honestly, I feel really bad for Yuji. Minamoto Yuji was already the most expensive at 20 rice, and the least loved of the three Minamoto samurai. And I feel like even though this guy's 21, he fully eclipses Yuji. And I mean, honestly, I'd take him over Nico most of the time, even though he's three rice more. I think he's bringing so much. As cool as Nico is.
The thing is, with the cost of Minamoto...
Oh, Minamoto Yuji. Yeah,
with the cost of Minamoto, you could have all the things you want.
You say that, but... So this guy, the two bears, is like... Was it 74 rice?
Yeah, it's a huge amount of rice.
Like, basically, if you're going to play Finest Steel, which is like the samurai list. You play Finest Steel, you're getting four models, which I think is probably all you were roughly getting before, maybe five. It is expensive. If you want to play either a sideboard list or one of the other lists, like Army of the Minamoto theme, you're probably bringing maybe two heavy hitters, so maybe this guy and a bear now. Because Yuya Kuma, I don't think was in a lot of people's lists a lot of the time.
No, probably not.
He's really cool and a lot of fun, but I don't know if he's like quote unquote optimal. But he's still it's a freaking bear. It's the bear.
I think it's weird. Like you know how I used to moan about butchers in Guildwars? Yeah. I was like, I fucking hate butchers, hate them. And so the only way to combat it was to buy them.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling with Minamoto at the moment.
No, back off, they're mine. You stay away.
The only way to deal with it is to buy them. I don't understand this faction, genuinely. Whenever I look at them and I play against them, I'm like, they're so good. Like, at being tough, at fighting, at sticking around. They can objectives. Yeah.
There's no jank, they're just stats.
But I don't think they need the stats when they're hitting you so hard, and when you hit them, you do nothing.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
This is why I love them, because I can just head empty, walk forward, hit.
Yeah. I don't know why it makes me mad. I'm not going to lie. It makes me mad.
Yes. Good. Yeah, he's freaking amazing. Like, he is expensive, 21 rice. That's a chunk.
Well,
but I'd 100% play him. Absolutely.
They feel, to me, more models more expensive and less good.
I mean, we just talked about one of them.
Well, arguably, they do different jobs, but he's durable. Well,
I mean...
Interesting to pit these two against each other.
I think Satu Hachi is harder to fit into a list than Hoshi Adamu.
The thing I'm most surprised about is four dice.
Me too.
Four dice plus prowess melee is huge.
That's what two of the other samurai have. Ryo's three dice because he's the old boy, but the others are four.
Oh, okay.
And this model has the biggest weapon.
There's plenty of samurai in other lists that get four dice. Like, a lot of the big samurai that are up around the 20 mark get to four dice.
But they don't have what this guy has. And like, functional two damage.
But this one's in Minamoto, so it gets to be better and cooler.
And definitely, with the biggest weapon that's going to knock over everyone.
Yeah. I think I'd like to play, just for like the thematics, I'd like to play this guy, Sora, one of the bears, maybe two, and then maybe fit maybe one of the other Hoshis in Rinko or Kimiko, or just putting a couple of the Ashigaru. Or actually, what could be quite fun is oh, I've forgotten his name now. Who's the new blacksmith, the Pokemon master? Kinzoku. You know, the one who he empowers. He makes Metal Kami better.
He's just, I don't know why I'm so angry about him being so good.
I know. It's freaking amazing.
But it's something that Dan said earlier before we were recording about... Could you say your point, Dan, about 13 to 20, or 13 to 18, 18 to 20, whatever?
Sometimes in Bushido, it doesn't feel like all rice is equal. Like, the jump between certain range bands, like, you get more for your rice cost. So, like, the difference between, like, a 18 rice model is not 4 rice, it feels like sometimes. And then, like, the 18 between 21, those 3 rice between, like, 18 and 21 points get you more than 3 rice's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think the reason for that is when you get to cards that are 20 plus, if you take multiple of them, you're taking 4, maybe 5 models in a list, so you get maybe an inordinately better card for that investment to level it out a little bit, but I do absolutely agree with what you're saying, and I 100% agree with that. Not all rice is created equal in Bushido. We know this.
And Minamoto,
I'm not complaining about it. I'm
Yeah, but the Minamoto rice is made. It's not actually rice in Minamoto, Barry. It's iron filings.
Right, and that's why they get all the best stuff for cheap.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can still throw a three-point model at it and rob 11.5 rice worth of activation or whatever.
100%. True.
Very true. That is 100% true, and then that whatever you throw at it is dead.
Yeah, but it buys you time.
Time to what?
To forestall your inevitable doom.
Exactly. That's all that's going to happen.
And it forestalls it, Barry.
I
love him. Instant buy. You know, 10 out of 10.
Well, I'm buying him.
I don't know if I like love him in that way, but it's certainly nice to be held by him.
I have the same problem here with the last one. I don't like the big sticky out spear.
I don't super love the pose of the model. Again, it's the same case with Sora. I like the art a lot more than I like the render, the model. But it might just be a case of let's have it in the hands. I'm hoping it's not as far away from his body as it looks in the render.
Who's Sora?
Sora's the Minamoto spear guy who's wearing similar armor to him.
Oh, yes.
Who, like, in his art was holding his spear down and pointing away with him in one hand and had, like, a two-finger pose going on, like a
thumbs up.
The thumbs up, it looked like. And then in his actual model, he's just holding a spear because he's a spear guy.
Yeah, so Sora, his naming is Sora Ashigaru Peaks, implying that he's from the peaks. But this guy, would have had that as well.
Yeah, it does upset me that he doesn't have peaks, because I thought it would have been cool if we got a second peaks model. So
or a
we
theme.
Still don't know
if it was going to build towards a theme.
Yeah, we still don't know what the peaks keyword means.
Because we know there's these guys, but these guys aren't the Peacock Clan, are they?
The Peacock Clan?
What?
The Peacock Clan are like the smart guys in Minamoto.
Smart Minamoto don't exist.
They're like,
Hey, I resemble that remark.
That was your point, wasn't it? They just head empty, push it forwards.
Anyway, yeah, that cool. We could discuss that, and they're fluff at the minute, but they're coming.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, dumb. This guy's dumb. That's my hot take. He's so good.
I love him. Can't wait to put him on the table and make you guys deeply upset by his existence.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Thanks, GCT. You're the real ones.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah. Dan, say the thing.
See you tomorrow. Oh, yeah.